The first article in this mini-series mapped the core instruments that African tax authorities have deployed to capture revenue from the digital economy, VAT on electronic services, digital services taxes, significant economic presence regimes, and withholding taxes, and explained how each operates in isolation. For businesses active across multiple African markets, however, the individual mechanics of each instrument are only the starting point. The harder compliance challenge arises when two or more of these regimes apply simultaneously to the same transaction, revenue stream, or cross-border business relationship. This article examines the jurisdictions where such overlaps are most acute, the specific interaction problems they create, and the practical compliance burden they impose on non-resident digital service providers. Active digital tax positions across key African markets. The table below summarizes the active multi-instrument digital tax positions across key African markets as of mid-2026. Businesses operating across these jurisdictions must assess each combination independently. Kenya, VAT plus SEP, 16% VAT, SEP, 6% effective, 30% tax on 20% deemed profit. DST abolished in January 2024, SEP operationalization ongoing via KRA draft regulations. Nigeria, VAT plus SEP plus WHT, 7.5% VAT, SEP, varies by service, WHT, 10% on tech/MGMT services. SEP thresholds, 25 million Naira turnover, FIRS administers, finance acts continually updated. Tanzania, VAT plus DST, 18% VAT, 2% DST on gross revenue. Both levies apply concurrently. No offset mechanism between VAT and DST. Uganda, VAT plus WHT, 18% VAT, 15% WHT, replaced 5% DST from July 2025. WHT deducted by local payer. Non-residents still required to monitor VAT registration thresholds. Ghana, VAT plus WHT, 15% VAT, standard, plus 2.5% NHIL, plus 2.5% GET fund, 5% WHT. Effective VAT rate on digital services is 20%. WHT applies separately on B2B payments. Cameroon, VAT plus SEP, 19.25% VAT, SEP, 30% CIT on attributed profit, threshold 50 million XAF. 2026 finance law introduced SEP, both regimes now apply concurrently. Côte d'Ivoire, VAT plus SEP, 18% VAT, SEP, 30% deemed profit rate under 2024 finance law. One of the highest effective SEP rates on the continent. Dual registration required. South Africa. VAT, 15% VAT. No separate DST or SEP for digital services. SARS administers a simplified VAT registration for non-residents. No income tax SEP regime for digital. Zimbabwe. VAT plus DST. 15% VAT, 5% DST on gross digital receipts. DST was introduced in the 2023 budget and applies in addition to VAT on the same transactions. Rwanda, VAT plus DST, 18% VAT, 1.5% DST, Finance Act 2025. DST was introduced as an interim measure. Rwanda has not yet adopted the SEP framework. Ethiopia, VAT, 15% VAT on electronic services from foreign suppliers. VAT guidelines issued in 2025. No separate DST or SEP currently. Monitoring closely. Botswana, VAT, 14% VAT on remote services, effective September 2025. Simplified registration portal for non-residents introduced at launch. Mauritius, VAT, 15% VAT on digital services, effective January 2026. Non-residents must register above the 6 million Mauritian rupees threshold. No DST or SEP currently. Note, rates and rules are subject to change. Businesses should verify current obligations with local council or the relevant revenue authority. where the overlaps compound key interaction problems. The central compliance challenge is not the existence of these instruments individually. Each can be managed in isolation, but their concurrent application to the same transaction. Three interaction problems generate the most significant practical difficulty: VAT and DST on the same revenue stream. In some jurisdictions, VAT on electronic services and a DST are both levied on digital transactions without any credit mechanism between them. A content streaming provider with Tanzanian subscribers pays 18% VAT on subscription revenue, collectible from consumers, and an additional 2% DST on the same gross revenue as a business cost, with no ability to offset one against the other. The practical result is that the gross tax cost embedded in serving that market is the sum of both obligations. For businesses operating on tight margin structures, as many digital platforms do in emerging markets, this stacking effect can materially affect commercial viability and pricing decisions. VAT, SEP, and WHT in B2B transactions. In Nigeria, a single B2B payment to a non-resident digital service provider can trigger all three instruments simultaneously. The local Nigerian business may be required to deduct WHT at 10% on the payment, account for VAT at 7.5% under the reverse charge mechanism, and the non-resident supplier may separately be within the scope of Nigeria's SEP rules, triggering corporate income tax registration and filing obligations on the same revenue stream. This three-way interaction is particularly acute because the WHT regime, the VAT reverse charge, and the SEP income tax rules each operate under different statutes, are administered by the same authority, FIRS, but through different systems, and have different filing calendars and documentation requirements. DST to SEP transition risk. In jurisdictions transitioning between instruments, most notably Kenya, businesses faced temporal overlap and definitional uncertainty. Kenya's DST was abolished in December 2024, and SEP operationalization proceeded through draft KRA regulations that were not fully finalized at the time of publication. During this transition window, non-resident digital service providers with Kenyan revenues have faced uncertainty about whether DST obligations remained in force, whether SEP registration requirements had been triggered, and what filing timelines applied. Similar transition risks are emerging in Uganda, where the replacement of the DST with a WHT from July 2025 required businesses to adapt rapidly, reconfiguring payment flows, updating local payer obligations, and adjusting tax technology systems on a compressed timeline. Conclusion. The interaction problems explained here are not edge cases. They are the predictable result of layering instruments that were each designed independently, without coordination mechanisms to address their concurrent application. Until African tax authorities introduce explicit offset rules, unified filing frameworks, or clearer transitional guidance, businesses operating across these markets will need to map their exposure instrument by instrument and jurisdiction by jurisdiction. The next article in this mini-series turns to the practical dimension of that challenge, examining how businesses are managing digital tax compliance across Africa, the reform trends reshaping the landscape, and the practical steps that can reduce risk and administrative burden.